Ryan Rodriguez Show.
Good energy and great vibes to all listeners around the world. This is Millennials on the Spot, the first podcast in the first series on the Kevin Rodriguez Show. I had quite an amazing day today. Although it sounds super cliche, all days are amazing, and I personally believe there's always something good you can find in everyday life. It's the little things that can brighten up your day. I started my day with a smoothie, not a very healthy one, more of a reminiscing one of my childhood to be exact, and that is licuado de choco banana, in other words, choco banana smoothie, in other words, milk, a banana, and chocolate syrup, and adding a little bit of cinnamon always makes the difference. Lately, that's been part of my morning routine, as well as spending most of it in bed watching YouTube videos. Anyways, I bring this up because today's episode is all about what do you hold on to and what do you let go of your early years in life. Now that I think about it, we as human beings, in our period of blossoming and becoming quote-unquote an adult, we have to cleanse our minds. Some of you may call it decluttering your mind. We have to do this to the things that will not serve you for the future. Some people will say that they had an amazing childhood. Some people would say they had a terrible one. Some would wish they could go back, but I remember being a kid raised by the television and the things that I was seeing in movies and thinking, I cannot wait till I'm able to do all these things and be independent. And I can't wait to go to bed at whatever time, by whatever I want, and I'm going to be invincible, right? And that's true for the most of us. That is what we think until we wake up and the real world is in front of us. That is what we think until we wake up and the real world is in front of us. When you realize that nothing in this world is really free, when you realize that you're not the star of the show, you're merely a tree in the background. There is definitely bliss in the deep hole of ignorance, and that can only be understood when we are much older. We can think about all of those things, but what is a lesson, a scene, a memory that has shaped you and you are taking with you forever? Before we go further today, we obviously have to play some hits. If you're listening through any other medium other than Anchor or Spotify, you can always pause, take a break, and play the music, and it will be unfortunate not to. It will be even more unfortunate not to begin with this song. This is Tuesday by Burak Yeter feat. Daniel Sandoval. We'll be right back after this.
The Kevin Rodriguez Show. You are listening to Millennials on the Spot series on the Kevin Rodriguez Show. Thinking of this podcast, let me be very clear. I was pondering many topics, and allow me to clarify that I am not a psychologist, a teacher, and much less a doctor. This podcast is nothing more than just dialogue. A simple conversation with your own mind to spark a thought or an idea that you don't necessarily think about often. To start this segment of what do you hold on to and what do you let go, we're going to talk about the memories we hold on to for the better. In many situations that were filled with obstacles, there is always a holding on and letting go moment. It's not like an object that you can throw away. It is key to sit back and concentrate on remaining you, and in many cases, remaining sane. But asking, what did I gain from this experience? Going back to our early years, as we start to learn about life and we are like sponges soaking in the information we see from everywhere, there's always a beginning every day. And I think it's important to sit back and make you that experience. You are the beginning to the life you want. You are the solution to your problems. You are the job you always wanted. You are your ideas, your morals. This is the shift of the mind. And it might be for you too. Some of you guys may be starting school, heading to college, in the midst of finding a job, starting a life as a parent, etc. And again, we ponder and think, that thing that I've held on to for so many years, does it have generational value? What is a childhood memory or a childhood thing that you are still attached to that you have not let go? It could be a habit. It could be a memory. It could be a lesson, and most definitely it could be a feeling. It could be something you were taught. Now, how do you use that to your advantage? I can start by sharing an experience that till this day is very vivid to me. It's the first that came to mind. Saying bad words, aka cussing. Allow me to give you the details and paint you the scenario. Scene 1, I'm in my mom's house in my bedroom. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto. I was like 7 or 8. What console? Don't even ask me. Might have been Xbox, the one that looks like an actual box. That thing or that game traumatized me so much that I started cussing out of desperation and rage. That's probably why I stopped playing video games. I knew I didn't and couldn't have the patience to struggle virtually. I'll stick to my Nintendo games, thank you. Scene 2, in comes out of nowhere a much older family member. And when I tell you that he came out of nowhere, I was not expecting him. This was in a 400 square feet house, so everything was in close proximity. He went in the door and barely even walked 3 steps, got to my room and heard me. Mind you, this is back in Mexico before I knew how to speak English, so the cussing was in Spanish, making it more intense by the pitch, of course. I was not expecting him at all, and it was in that moment where he heard me, and we just looked at each other. He gave me that disappointment look, you know, and left in that moment, I'm just freaking out, right? I don't know what to do. Scene 3. He comes back and basically ends up telling me something that I will never forget. All right? That every time you cuss, you are doing the equivalent of vomiting excrement. Was that the last time I said a bad word? No. Did I stop for a few years? Yes. But did it take me a few years to get over that metaphor? Yes. And it is clear I still have not fully recovered because I definitely think twice before saying a bad word. So this is what I'm holding on to, which is a lesson that is extremely important to me, and it does have generational value. Although some may say that it's not a sin to cuss, so that is why they cuss like a sailor, and I'm quoting a high school substitute teacher. Here's the thing with that. You can do whatever you want at home. You can educate your children the way you want to at home. Because you will most definitely not spit or vomit your douche in front of my children, ma'am. And with that, we go on a quick break. This is Vanessa by Grimes. Enjoy. The Kevin Rodriguez Show. We're right back on The Kevin Rodriguez Show, continuing our storytelling and thought process. This podcast can be found on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, obviously the Anchor app, and many more. Download the Anchor app and try it for yourself. That way, we can be Anchor buddies and collaborate. I can confess, I have not felt more comfortable talking in a while. And this is because no one will probably listen to this. Well, you know, this is like my own personal diary, in a way, that I'm letting out into the air. Nonetheless, I invite you to do the same. This has been an amazing experience for me. To try this out for the first time in over 10 years has been an absolute delight. And I cannot wait to come back with new ideas and topics for the next podcast this upcoming Friday. I want to thank you for listening. And as always, good energy and good vibes to all around the world. This Friday on Millennials on the Spot, we will be talking about the current state of the media and its credibility to the public. What is factual and what is not? What is reliable information? The websites that are shaping the culture and the generations to come. And as always, more commentary. Only on The Kevin Rodriguez Show.